Welcome to Soupbox, where every conversation is a warm bowl of connection. All right, test 1, 2, 3. I'm here with JD. Hi, nice to meet you. We're
Hi.
At Noster Valley. This is all very new concept. This is my first recording. Might be called the Soupbox, which is a play on soapbox. And I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with it because I'm still, this is a very new concept for Zap Cooking. I'm working on the newsletter. So I'm bringing all the attendees into my room doing a 15-minute quickie. And I want to know what your thoughts are about food.
Okay. I'm JD. Here for the 15-minute quickie. I just want to say, though, that people have asked me what I do on Noster, and I did receive an award on
really?
Noster once, actually.
Nuh-uh.
I was awarded. Do you know who Maria is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she the one that's, like, with the numbers in their name?
I'm not sure, but she's in Australia, and she helps rescue kangaroos and stuff, and every now and then
you
might bounce into
her. You mean Marie.
Marie.
Yes,
Marie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Marie.
Sorry,
you know, the queen.
I'm hard of hearing,
yeah.
So bear with me. I know Marie. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. The queen of Noster.
Yeah, of course. That's how, yes, she's one of the first people I met.
Yeah.
We actually were talking about doing, like, a men's calendar for all the hotties. So, yeah, we were trying to recruit everybody at, like, last year. So, yeah, definitely knew her. Okay, so anyways, you won an award from her?
Yeah, she was generous enough to give me sexiest voice.
Oh, really?
Serious,
you got a competition then because you got, you got Walker, and then you have Guy Swan.
Walker?
Walker, come on.
Okay.
He's got a really hot, sexy podcast voice. So.
Really?
How did you get yours?
I could force it, but I won't.
All right, but you do have a nice voice. I'll give you that. Although, let me hear the recording afterwards, and that way I can maybe validate Marie's award.
It's probably not true. She's nice.
Okay, I believe her. I believe she doesn't bullshit. So, like, if she says you have a nice voice, you have a nice voice.
That's true. She's not, yeah, you got it. She's not afraid to say what she's thinking.
She says what she feels, and she doesn't hold back. And that I admire. Because, like, if she likes you, she likes you. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Period. And you know where you stand with her. So, you met her, I'm assuming, on Corny Chat because of the voice.
Actually, it was before Corny Chat.
Really?
When there was only Noster Nest available.
Oh, Noster Nest is first?
I think so, yeah.
I thought everybody united through Corny Chat because, like, Nato, Marie, Vic, everybody always talks about how, like, these Seth, how I know Zap Cooking, and they all talk about Corny Chat.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but you know how MySpace was before Facebook?
Yeah, fair enough.
These things kind of go back and forth as they compete to do whatever they're trying to do. It's a good thing.
Okay.
These guys, they're competing, and you couldn't even tell today. You got a lot of interface time with Derek and Vic, and you had no idea that there's, like, this sort of... they don't have this, but there's the potential to have that frenemy, that underlying tension.
Oh, I'm going to stop you right there because last night at the bonfire party when we were having our steak Jenga night, yes, we had massive steaks and I will post a picture. I was trying to get them to do the frenemy on stage in front of everybody because they have competing, you know, apps and they kind of kept brushing me off. So I think they wanted to keep it civil. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are. I think at this point, it truly is friendly competition.
Yeah. I love it, though, because I like that we're building, but we also can still hang out and have a beer together. So, and then, or go join and have dinner, because, like, there was, like, 100 of us in that room. We had dinner. What was it, that place called, that we just went to?
I don't know. It's like American Ale Tavern or something.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny. People are just sending around, hey, we're here, we're there, show up. And it's funny to even consider, like, yeah, we're sort of frenemies or whatever. Frenemies that will drive 10 miles, fly for 48 hours, travel here, stay with whoever, just to hang out for a couple hours and talk to couple dozen people about something that we care about.
Well, we're definitely creating a new experience on Noster, so I love it. Like, I drove 6 hours, flew on a private airplane, picked up somebody else, flew again, and then came here, got picked up by them, and, like, it's been wild since I've started, like, just landed, I mean, like, started driving on Thursday. No, I left at 4 a.m. on Friday morning, and it's been nonstop. So, yeah. Okay, so today we went and did Noster Valley at a Noster Valley. That's actually the brewing company, right?
Do you know? Yeah, it's kind of confusing because we have Noster Valley. It's the event, and then I think it's like Happy Valley Brewing.
Oh yeah.
So it's like nearly the same thing.
Yeah, it was wild. It was cute though. Although the music playing at the beginning was kind of odd.
Yeah, you know what was happening was. The music, I think they have a program or something for when they have crowds as they fill up. The louder the crowd gets, the music adjusts up match them so that it matches the ambient noise.
Oh, I was wondering why it kept going up and down. I was like, is that guy messing with it? So I've never heard that it did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And so what was funny is, Derek, every now and then some noise would happen. It would raise it. And then the natural response is to speak over it. Oh, and then that just raised it up more. So it's like, up, down.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, that's so annoying. And I know Derek was just like talking. He's like, dude, trying to be into it. He's like, yeah, I'm doing a little dance. And then he was just like, can we cut that? That's so bad. But once we did that, it was great. Did you eat there?
I had some green beans.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Because they were leftover, but they were pretty good. They had they were green beans. They had sesame seeds on them, and they had like something I actually hadn't had before. It was like a spicy sesame. You couldn't see it. It must have been like a very thin, not very viscous, like sauce of some kind
on it.
Yeah, it was actually quite spicy. And I like spicy food. It was good. It just surprised me.
I actually ran over it and was like, can I take a picture of your green beans? And so I stalked her for that. Because I was like across the room. She like interrupted and the waitress brought the green beans. And I was like, oh, that's pretty. And I just like literally followed her to the other side of the room so she could eat them. And yeah, and then there was like a plate. She's doing keto, right?
Yeah, she's doing keto. She's actually been doing it seriously for some time now. And that's not something she would have done in the past.
Is it because of Noster?
That Noster, it introduces you to all these things.
Yeah.
And it made her go look into some other things. And what she did was she got tested more stringently about what her food allergies are.
Oh, okay.
And found she had some. One was sesame seeds, actually. That's why we had two plates of green beans.
Oh.
Because they served it with sesame seeds, and then she got one without.
That's why she was like, oh, no, I have to eat a specific thing at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But it's been going well. She's lost a bit of weight, but, you know, that's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
But she's feeling pretty good, and it's helped her in other ways, so.
Yeah, I mean, some people say, like, their symptoms clear up or whatever, whether it's skin problems or digestive problems or whatever. So I don't, like, it depends on the person, I think. And so I'm hoping to get success with that. Yeah, so, like, are you doing it with her or?
I support her with it, so we do it. But, you know, I don't have the health things to overcome, so. If I cheat, there's no real consequence, so.
What did you eat? You ate scallops, right?
We had scallops and a burger. Actually, you just reminded me of an interesting food fact I know. I had an interesting food experience, and it's unique, and I suspect you won't know about it.
I don't know anything about you, so let's do it.
All right, so here's what it is. So I live in the Detroit area.
All right, go Detroit. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to show my friend something that I had experienced. I'm from the South, and something that happens down there is shrimp boils, crawfish boils, that kind of thing. Get a big pot, heat it up, throw in the corn, the potatoes. I did artichokes this time. You got to get them in really early and for a long time. It takes them a long time to get soft. So they go in first and then like the potatoes or something. And then I would use the Zatarain's liquid. It's a concentrate of sorts.
Yeah.
It's like battery acid. When you pour it out, it smells crazy and it'll make your eyes burn. I love it. But the interesting part was I wanted to have this experience for my friends who never had it. And I wanted to have it with crawfish. I wanted to do a crawfish boil proper.
Okay.
So you just need to get some live crawfish to do the boil. I couldn't find any. I kept looking around everywhere, did the stores, found some specialty stores, made it to about the second or third store. Eventually, hey man, why aren't there any damn crawfish? He tells me, oh, you mean live crawfish? Yeah. Well, because they're illegal in Michigan.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they're illegal. And they're considered an invasive species that get into the Great Lakes and other things.
Oh.
And I started looking into it. And I got to tell you, there's not much different between being caught with 10 pounds of live crawfish and 10 pounds of Coke.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It's that serious. Yeah, so you can't get them.
So, like, you can't allow it. If you got caught smuggling them across state borders, you could go to, like, jail for a while.
It's very serious. And depending on how many you have, and if you have something similar to the intent to distribute.
Nuh-uh, get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. And what's funny is in our ponds and lakes there's crawfish there.
Nuh-uh.
I've caught them. And there's this place called Stony Creek Park I grew up by. And I made little cages out of chicken wire, and you make these little ramps, and you put little treats in there, and basically they crawl in, and you make it such that they can't crawl out well.
Yeah.
And I've caught little crawfish that are a little cute. It's kind of like their tails are like an adult person's thumb.
Right.
And so you can cook them up, but they're small. So I couldn't get them either way. But so I did a shrimp boil and stuff, and the best you can get, and there's states that are aware of this, so you can communicate with them.
Yeah.
And they'll even send you pictures and show you them and kill them and then ship them directly to you. And they'll try to get them to you in 24 hours.
That's wild. Yeah. It's like such a business, a monopoly on that.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we'll kill them for you and send them in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Wild. So, like, when you, the ones you caught, did you use those or...
Well, later on, you're having people, you can't go and catch a bunch of little tiny crawfish.
Yeah, probably five, right?
Yeah, so I got shrimp from Texas that they were killed the day prior and then shipped to me or whatever. But I could not believe that. Oh my gosh, I can't do a proper crawfish boil unless I go to Ohio.
That's wild. It's so weird, the rules they have in the United States. Like, it's unbelievable to me. But... So, like, did the shrimp boil come out good? Because it seems like it might be kind of dry.
It's good. It's up to, you got to balance these things out, get them in at the right time, depending on the temperature.
But do you, like, have to put it in? Did you put the shrimp in at the end? Because it seems like if you're doing boil, you're like, that's the last thing going in, like, last 3 minutes kind of thing.
If even, yeah, the shrimp are hardly in there. If you leave them in 3 minutes in a big pot, you basically got to throw them on ice after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get them out cool. Quick.
Oh, you know how, like, the
some people cool the water quick. Some people they don't cook the corn prior. What they'll do is they'll freeze the corn.
Right.
I did this. I freeze the corn.
Okay.
And then when I need to cut the heat quick, so I'll have the shrimp in, depending on this or that, whatever, say a minute, 60 seconds.
Right.
You throw all the frozen corn in. And by the time it cuts the temp down, you've cooked the corn, you've cooled everything down, and then you can pour it into the cooler.
Oh.
And you pour it on paper and you can serve it to everyone.
That's awesome. All right. I want to try this because, like, that's really fun. I didn't even think about the whole process of that. I don't think I've ever had, actually, I don't think I've ever had a boil, and now that I recall, because I've had plenty of shrimp. I love shrimp. I went to New Orleans, and I had etouffee, and, like, I had, like, crawfish.
I love etouffee.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no etouffee. It's funny you bring that up. Yeah. I would talk to people in Michigan and say, there's, like, one or two places or whatever. I'd go downtown or go down south or something and go to a city, and people say, well, what do you want to try? Do you have etouffee? There's all these sorts of things I don't get to have anymore, and I got to experience them a little bit when I was younger, like shrimp and grits.
Right.
Etouffee, it's here and there, but it's good. It's more prevalent in the South. I haven't had legitimate grandma's chicken and dumplings in probably 7 years, which I miss.
Yeah.
And then I would say the food that I ate a lot as a child, just from my experience growing up catching fish, I thought it was poor people food, and maybe it was, and that was just fried catfish and hush puppies.
Yeah, it's so wild. It's so popular. I live in Florida, but I used to go when I was a kid, always catfish fingers, catfish this. I'm like, is it a cat? Like, I literally thought it was a cat. Like, I was, like, so little. I was like, because I'm from the city, and everybody, I come down, everybody's like fishing and talk about seafood. I'm like, I don't know. I'm used to, like, lobster and, like, clam chowder and stuff like that from New England, but I'm not used to, like, catfish. And, like, my grandfather used to have a boat in a canal, and we would, like, go, like, my dad loves boats. So, like, we'd always, like, take one of the rowing boats or whatever, and he would just go out, and he was, like, taking me fishing with catfish. I'm like...
A rowboat?
Not a rowboat, maybe
paddle,
a speedboat.
Speedboat?
Yeah, like a little one, though. Like,
it had a motor?
I think so.
Okay, trolling motor.
It was something. I was so little.
It's
now
slow.
Now he has an 8-seater boat or something like that.
Oh,
I'm not a boat person, so I can't tell you anything about names, but I just remember it's this tiny little thing, because he had a boat that was run down that my dad lived in, and then there was another, like, a little side boat that we would just go hop in and go down the canals. Like, we didn't go into the ocean. We just kind of hung in the canals, and he was just, like, fishing one day. I remember him fishing for, like, catfish. I'm like, no, I can't. And that's where I was like, I was like, is this a cat? Like, why do they call it catfish? But because it has whiskers. So yeah, it was wild to me. It was
they
like
sting. They sting. They got stingers too. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Like, so, I don't think I've ever.
So they have these fins. They're kind of like if you flapped your arms like a chicken. They're right behind their head, and then okay. They got one on top on the back.
Wild.
And they're stiff. And when you it's funny, it feels natural. I don't know how to explain this now. I realize, like, it's a recording, so I would have to explain this. But yeah. You would, you grab them a certain way to hold their fins erect and in your control.
Okay.
And if the end catches you, a lot of people don't know this, they sting, like, worse than bee stings.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they have a toxin in their fins. And when you, so if you're holding them, they're flipping around, they hit you. They sting you.
Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm going to teach my dad something now.
Oh, I think he probably knows. I mean, he's got to know.
Oh, I'm going to go up to him as soon as I see him.
How do you hold them? Do you know? Were they big? By the mouth?
I just remember him catching it and releasing it.
Okay.
Like, I think we weren't really doing anything. I think he was just, like, you know how like, a lot of people just like novelty of it or like the meditation of fishing?
Yeah, the sport.
Yeah, like, I went to a beach hotel recently, and there was this old man. He was just, like, he had this pole at the beach shore, like, literally just sitting in the sand, and it's, like, in the water. I'm, like, I go over to him, like, how are you doing that? And he's, like, giving me a demonstration on how to, like, dock your pole at the beach. And I'm, like, do you catch anything? He's, like, no. You just do it? He's, like, I like doing it. It's fun. It's relaxing to me. So, it was... So I just got a lesson how to like dock my pole, you know. So I'm like kind of I wasn't a nature person growing up, but my dad loved water, and I lived up by the water a lot, but I never went into like the woods and stuff like that. I was like very germaphobe, so I would stay inside or like don't want to touch dirt. Like I was really weird kid. Now I'm starting to explore nature and stuff and get more in tuned with, you know, the trees and the waters and stuff. And I've been traveling a lot. Like, I mean, everywhere. New Mexico, White Sands. I've been to, like, Utah, Moab. Like, Oregon, Washington, all that fun stuff. And that's where I'm starting to, like, learn about nature. And, like, so I'm, like, a bug fanatic now. I love bugs.
What's your favorite bug?
Okay.
Or what's your hot new interest in bugs?
What is my hot new interest?
Yeah, what's your hot new interest in
this
bugs?
This is going to be so weird. I'm going to tell you this, okay? I feel like they come to me to give me messages, swear to God, right? There was, I was watching a Joe Rogan podcast, and he had this guy on who just, like, he claims this, you know, Rick Ross?
Like?
The rapper.
The rapper, okay. Yeah, yeah.
He claims Rick Ross took his identity, and he's like, that's my name. He just took my whole identity. He was a Jill's. He was like he was one of the security guards at the jail, and he took his identity and then became a rapper.
Wow.
So this is the story. So I listened to this podcast, and I said to myself something weird, like, oh, before he even said it, I was like, something about stealing something popped in my head. I went to take the trash. I went out of my apartment, and there was this big ass fly right in front of my door, like just like literally posing like this. I have a picture, I'll show you later. And like, and it's so funny. He's just like hanging. I don't know. He's just like doing something weird, like posing. And I was like, what kind of bug are you? So I have a bug app. I have, it's called Picture Insect. So anytime I want to look it up, I take a picture and I'm like, all right, what are you? And I swear to God, it was something like a thief fly or something like that, or like a robber fly or something. Like, mm-hmm. It was like so funny.
Do you know why they're called that?
Why?
I'm not sure.
You
it's
know
a
this
long
bug?
Time.
Okay.
It's a long time ago. When I was a kid, I was into these things. In fact, I just took a picture of praying mantis. I'll pull it up and show you. But
please, I love bugs.
But I think they're called like thief flies or something,
yeah.
Because they rub their hands together in front of you, and they look like they're plotting or something.
Yeah, it's so wild.
I think that is
I'm
what they do.
You.
It looks like they have a behavior, like a humanized behavior, but
it's so weird because I literally just asked myself this question about this guy. I opened the door, and my bug fanatic brain was like, take picture, threw my trash out, came in, and then he started talking about it. I was like, oh, someone stole your thing. So it was just wild to me. I'm telling you, I'm going to show you the picture. I swear to God. So like every time I see like a really, like a new bug that I don't know of, something weird happens. Like Seth, I think from Zap Cooking, the one that created Zap Cooking, he posted a bug, I believe, on one of his nature walks. And then all of a sudden, I said something, and then I think that's when the assassination happened. It was like...
The attempt?
Yeah. The assassination attempt with Trump. And I swear to God, it happened. Like, I said, I saw the bug, looked it up, and it was, like, something that was, like, the words were the same. So it's, like, synchronicity. Like, it was so crazy. So I'm kind of fascinated because it always opens... I feel like nature mimics energies or something. I don't know what it is. Because, like, all right, so I was driving from work. I was coming home. And I was like, all right, my head was somewhere else. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I took a turn that I don't normally do. And I almost got hit by a car, right? And so I was like, fuck. I almost got hit by a car. I start driving down the street. I kid you not, a seagull out of a random place, never there, white car. I have a white collar seagull, right? Mm-hmm. And my car is white. Did the same exact thing I did with the car. This is all weird, but it happens a lot to me. So that's why I'm like, I've been noticing nature more. And like, okay, it's just like, seems like everything's copying each other. So like, all right. So you remember that hotel I was telling you where I met the fisherman that taught me how to dock the fishing rod, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm staying at this beach hotel, like just clearing my mind. I was like, let me go get some water, go to the supermarket. I get there. Don't care about the water because I have cottage cheese on my mind because I'm like craving it for like 2 days straight. So I grab it and I left the store and I forgot the water. So I was like, oh fuck, I forgot the water. So then I go down the street. I'm like, all right, I'm already walking. I'm like, let me just stop at the pharmacy. So I stop at the pharmacy. As soon as I go in, a car drives by and it says water 143 in front of me. The only other car in the parking lot. I was like, it was just so weird. I forgot the water. I end up meeting a car in front of me that said it. So I have a lot of these like connecting pieces. So when I see bugs, I don't know, I feel like they're little messages from the universe. Okay, I know this is a really long-winded answer, and no, I have to go off on it.
Answer to what? You know, it just is what it is.
But you'll see me. If you follow me on like Nostr, you'll see me post them a lot. Like I'll do it, say something, and then 2 minutes later, someone else will do something that's unrelated that is like literally what I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love watching energies, whether it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's like there's these waves that like surfers would surf. There's these big waves. They carry all this energy.
Mm-hmm.
They move everything around them. You could be on a different spot on the wave, but the thing is, you look around, you're all affected by this wave,
yeah.
And it. So you look around, how does someone that we're so disconnected with, it's interesting because you and I, we would, I think, be considered as a niche group of people that show up to something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially with the experience you had of getting here and all that. Definitely unique, very unique, special. And still you and I have not truly interacted prior to this.
Mm-mm.
So if we're in this smallest little group, you know, they're so tight knit. What are they doing over there? We still haven't even bumped into each other. I feel like Nostr, people are talking about the growth. How's it going to go? This and that. The bad thing in quotations about Nostr is it's not going to help you. But the good thing is it's not going to help anyone. And so it's not unfair.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of times where people look around, they move into a new house in the neighborhood, and you have things to fix on your house. And as you're moving around, mowing your yard, taking your garbage out, one day you notice this neighbor, he has a table saw or something. And it's expensive. You have things to do. So yeah. One day you need it and you say, you know what? I'm going to go knock on his door and say, hey, so-and-so, I saw once that you have this table saw. Can I borrow it? And what can I do for you?
Well, that's why I love Nostr, because it's like, it feels like a community. There's not, like, with Seth, he asked me to help him with Zap Cooking, all because I said, hey, I want to start a food newsletter. And he's like, do you want to help me run Zap Cooking? I was like, are you serious? And then that's just one example, but like having everybody have their own little tool to give someone else, they're so open to it. They're not like, no, this is my thing. It's closed source. Da, da, da. It's so open. It's not just coding. It's everything. And that's why, yeah, maybe we're a small demographic. That's it. But at least we're doing, I don't know. I'm not going to say at least. I think we're going to expand to a point where there are going to be so many of these groups that are going to have their, like, micro groups all around. Like, I don't know if you remember me talking about Nostr Roots, which is like a couch surfing app. So, like, I feel like we're going to be that, but in, like, live form. So it's like we have those circles. Like, we'll group together by topics, and then sometimes we kind of connect. What is that Venn diagram? Is that where we're, like, you kind
of... Yeah, you have overlapping circles of interest. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like Noster has the ability or capability to expand on that and to make chains all around and then connect. So that's why I love it. I totally love the neighbor and the tool concept because I see it with Noster. That's why I'm like, I don't want to, I kind of said like, I love some of the people on there that are famous for what they've done. But I also, I want to gear to more of like, you are my neighbor. I want to talk to you or like, I want to help you and you help me. And it's not being manipulative. It's actually just genuine. It's like, hey, I have a music event. You like to draw. Make me a flyer and cool. And then like they get, maybe they sell their art at the music event. So it's very collaborative in a way that I've never seen before. Like I've had people help each other, but it was very, clicky. And here it's like they're trying not to be clicky. You know what I mean? And that's the first time I've ever been in part of groups where I could join and I'm not getting shut out. Mm-hmm. They're very open to like letting me in. Like even with this podcast right now, it was hard for me to, I was always like a co-host or I was someone that just came on for a minute and talked a couple minutes. I was never a feature, but I mean, it was kind of new to me, but like now it's like, this group is like, hey, I can show you how to podcast. I can show you what I do. I can show you the equipment I use or the apps I go. Like today I met three podcasters and I also met, ranchers. I met people that were into food, more events that I can attend. Another guy is talking about meetups. So it's just like such a community-based thing. That's why I love it. And I think it has the potential to grow.
Yeah, it just is growing.
So what's in your cup right now?
Not much, but it was.
Do you want to go fill your cup back up?
No, it's okay. It was a triple, or not triple sec. It was a triple jam. And it's this thing made by this orchard called Blake's Orchard. It's in Michigan or whatever.
Did you try the apple one? It tastes like apple cider. Yeah. I drank half the bottle last night.
Oh, really?
Is that your stuff?
Oh, no. It was a gift. Yeah, it was a gift for
I'm
the
so
people
sorry.
Here.
I'm so sorry.
No, just
enjoying
it. Did you like it?
I love it.
Did you try it warm yet or no?
No.
I think potentially it warmed up could be good.
Guess what? We also have, I don't know if it might overpower it, but we do have apple cider in the fridge. So if you want to heat that up too.
Holy.
And then we just throw it in there. But, okay.
If you put some of that 50, if you 50-50 mix that.
Let's do it.
The apple, it's like an apple cider vodka with the apple cider.
Yeah.
That would be such dangerous shit. You wouldn't taste it for nothing.
Yeah.
You could drink the whole thing.
No, listen, dude.
I
left the party last night, left the bonfire, came in here, was pounding the apple cider vodka because it was so good. Mm-hmm. I was like, I even wrote about it. I was like, good night, world. P.S. I love apple cider vodka. And like, I literally passed out 5 seconds later. But that bottle is half empty. Me.
That's great.
So I apologize, but yeah.
No, it's all yours. Yeah. It was for you. All
right, cool.
You know, I know this, I know this thing's sort of like, this is the beginning of something, but. Yeah. Maybe cut around whatever you want to do, but the food thing, I want to offer something going back to that. And I thought of an idea here. I was thinking, okay, what are some foods I do well? And I thought, what are some foods I do bad?
Yeah.
And I thought, I think there's a food that's easy that I have never done well.
What is it?
Grilled cheese.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm giving lessons to Nashal. You know her?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah.
So she's made.
Do you know how many hours I've talked to Nassel?
Oh, that's right. All right, you know.
Hundreds, maybe.
I know.
You wouldn't know because we hadn't run in. How could you know? We talked about that. We never really.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're with Marie and Nassel, I know she's connected somehow. Because, like, you.
Can I tell you a secret?
What?
We talked to her on the way here.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Until the mountains cut us out.
Oh, yeah. All right. Nassel or Marie?
Nassel.
Okay.
Nassel.
I have to learn how to say Nassel. Okay.
Well, Nassel. No, it's
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah,
right.
It's like Nassel, yeah, but
it's like asshole.
Yeah,
but
Nassel. All right, I get it now.
Are we allowed to say that?
Well, the funny thing is, like, I know I read your names all the time, but I don't say it out loud. And then I was, like, trying to talk to somebody. I'm like, how do you say his name? Okay, that's how you say it. But, like, no, it's, she just asked me to do a crock pot demo with her. So I'm like, why can't we do a grilled cheese one?
Really?
Well, no,
I mean, I'm just talking like the regular grilled cheese. The thing is, this is the thing. Once you start to get okay at doing it, or you think you're okay of it, the first side, it looks perfect.
Yeah.
You flip it over, you see it, it looks perfect. So now I can go to the bathroom and do other things. And then I would burn the second side. That's what happens.
Why would you leave your grilled cheese?
I don't know, because you get too confident. Number you know? One. Yeah, that's what I do. Are you a butter or mayo grilled cheese person?
I've never tried the mayo, I don't think.
There are people that are going to think you're not legit if you've never done it. They're
obsessed with it. Well, it's funny because I want to take this back because I feel like I heard it and I thought it was really weird and I ran out of butter. No, I did. Okay, I'm going to take this back because I'm not lying, I swear. I think I might have been drinking or I might have been like somewhere else, but I think I ran out of butter, had mayo, I tried it, and I think I burned it. I swear, or something, it wasn't good. I was just like, this is not my cup of tea. But I can understand why you use mayo because it's like oil-based and like it should be fine. It's probably just gonna cook it slower. I'm a really bad cook, even though I love food. Like, I'm not a bad cook. I'm a fast cook. Like, I'm lazy and I want it quick. If it doesn't take me like 20 minutes or a half hour or less, and with minimum dishes or minimum prep, I'm probably not gonna make it unless I'm having one of those really winded days where I'm like, let's go, I can solve crime, I can create world peace. Like, that's like, unless I feel like that, I'm cooking lazy, and I will find ways to make fancy foods really lazy. Like, I made a steak and gravy, two ingredients. It was just butter and steak, and then this little stock pot pan, like a 4-cup pan, or whatever. And it's so lazy, people would murder me because it was a flame. It was like a filet mignon, or it was like something that had fat, a little fat in it. Maybe it was like a mock filet or something.
Okay.
And I just put butter in there, and what I did was, no, first I seared the each side, so it crusted the bottom of the pan with the meat juices and then the fat, and I turned it over, and then I put a whole bunch of butter, moved it around with the steak, so it, like, the steak was kind of like picking up the bits, you know how like when you like deglaze a pan and like kind of create like the juices, like, or like a sauce, aju or whatever. And like, so I created a gravy from the butter in that burnt stuff on the bottom of the pan because I seared it. I'll show you. I think I posted it. I'll show you the video. But anyways, I'm lazy and I totally forgot what I was talking about because I started thinking about steak.
But oh, yeah, we're talking about
grilled cheese burning.
I don't know.
Oh no. Anyways, but yeah.
I mean, how complicated does that be? If there was one valuable cooking lesson I learned from the South with my grandmother and stuff, was this: butter and salt.
It's the best.
That's all you really need for a lot of stuff. Need.
Well, it's funny because, like, where I'm staying at Airbnb right now, like, or a Vibro, what a Verbo, what do you call it?
Oh, it could be a Verbo.
I've never used Verbo, so anyways, I keep calling it Airbnb, he's like Verbo. Anyways,
it's okay. The Burger King to the McDonald's, yeah, exactly. Of Airbnb or whatever.
So, he's a carnivore, like, he's doing hardcore. I mean, he's kind of eating donuts with me this weekend, don't tell anybody. And so, he's like, I was trying to see if he would be my first person to talk to because I've never interviewed anyone like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, Sarah, I don't know what to tell you. All I use is steak, butter, and salt. And I'm like, that's perfect. You know, we can work off that, you know? And so, I don't know. I can talk food because for me, I grew up in restaurants. My mom was a waitress and she started when I was 5 years old. So I would always like, she would bring home like filet mignon with red wine reduction and like these macaroon cookies and fancy foods like lobster rolls and stuff. Cause like she worked in a private social club and she had they had so many chefs and they all had different backgrounds. And I just got to learn so much from them because like this, the dishwashers will be making ceviche with the jumbo shrimps in the fridge and that would be ready for by lunchtime. And so like it's so fascinating to me. This is why I wanted to talk. Like I wanted to do food and I didn't really care about the culture. Seth was like food and culture. I love culture. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has their own thing. But I wanted to do more like, let's have dinner together and like let's talk about our experiences, you know, and get to know each other because like we all eat food or, you know, most of us like food or at least
I don't know how this is gonna go, but yeah, like no shit, are you kidding me? Yeah. We show up, this thing was magic. Yeah. Really truly the other night we had was magic, and then showing up, it was funny, we had never met. I'm not sure kind of where we're at with people and naming them, but the steaks were made.
Oh my God.
And I told the maker of the steaks.
Choke. We call him Choke.
Okay. We're going to roll with Choke. Okay. All right. So I told Choke this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
But I could, all we had, we meet up for dinner, and all there's no green beans, there's no potatoes, there's nothing, there's just steak. Mm-hmm. And it was so thick. I'm like, where did you even buy it? Of course, he had to buy the whole piece of meat, and then he cut it. And he cut it at least two inches thick or something. I mean, it was crazy.
No, it
thick.
Looked like it was 4 inches. It was like half the size of my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even post the cooked version. I just posted the stack. Did you see him stacking them?
What, when they...
As he was salting them?
No. All I showed up after
it was
done. And I still saw them on the table, and I thought, oh my God, I told him I wanted one for me and one for T-Money, and we're not going to eat all that. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just so funny because...
But that's all I ate before today.
Really?
Until later when we just ate, later this evening. So I didn't eat anything till then.
Well, we just found a little cute corner store that's like, it looks like a gas station store. Like it has like convenience stuff, but inside they have farm milk.
It's like a country store.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so cute. I took a picture. I'm going to post it in the next newsletter. But it's like they have glass half gallons of milk, $3. I was like, glass. I was like, are you serious? I'm like, I got that. And then I grabbed this little straw. They have strawberry milk, like pumpkin chai milk. I mean, they had like all these different flavors. And I was like, oh, I just go with the classic strawberry because I haven't had one since, I don't know, maybe I was a kid. You know, when's the last time you're like, yeah, I'll have a strawberry milk?
I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I had one.
I could not even tell you. But anyway, so we went there and we have donuts, actually, if you like donuts. They're phenomenal, and they're sitting on the counter.
Oh, was I supposed to ask for permission?
No.
I already ate one. Yeah, I already ate one, yeah.
Right?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Allensville or whatever, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, I ate one, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I was going to offer, but I was kind of focused on the podcasting. So, no, I was, don't worry, you're good. This house is your house kind of thing. So, all right, so let's go fill our beverages up, and it was really nice chatting with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really... Thank you. This is my first one.
So, okay, great. Yeah. Before we go, I want to say that I think it's great. This is flattering. I appreciate it. I had a great time. This is really great. You know, there's a lot of people looking forward to people coming in and doing things like this. We want entertainment from people that we can relate to. And we sat down, we had dinner, and we have a relationship that many people could go potentially their whole lives of our generation, they're not going to have an experience like this.
Well, that's why I want to do more of these. You know, that's, I was talking to a guy at the event. I know I was going to cut it off, but I was talking to a guy at the event. He wants to do like monthly food meetups. And I'm like, I'm in. So I'm going to talk to him, and he wants to do it across the U.S. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'll drive up for a weekend if it's happening, you know. I'm looking for more food-related events. It's like you know, like Nosterville. Nosterville?
Nosterville,
yeah. Yeah, 2.0 is next month, but it's more like a party. So I'm like...
Are you teeing me up here?
No, it's not. It's natural, I swear.
Okay.
I'm just trying to tell you my reason for like the next Nosser event. Yeah. You know?
I heard it's gonna be cool. I heard the people hosting it are legit.
Oh, okay, you wanna talk about it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna be there and
aren't you the one organizing it?
I know the organizers and I heard they're awesome.
Aren't you like here with one of them?
I don't wanna dox them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never want to do that.
All right.
But it will be fun.
All right.
And I know the food thing. I should just let it go. I don't want to stop now. I'm kind of some fun. I would say this. You ever come to Detroit, we'll show you some Detroit food.
I would love to go back to Detroit.
Detroit style pizza and some other stuff that we actually do well.
I'm in.
And if you ever want me to cook you something good.
Yes. Actually, I would love that more than eating out. Because I would love to go to people's homes and like you treat me like...
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I'm totally in.
Now, we wouldn't do this, but there's one simple food that I cook better. I want this on the record.
Okay. Is it going to be grilled cheese?
It's eggs. I think most people, they can't scramble well.
Okay.
They can't do over medium. Over medium is an impossible ask. I don't know why. It's impossible.
Well, it's funny because this morning they made breakfast. But I'm at a Airbnb, Verbo. One of the guys made breakfast and they were having like this like discussion about over medium eggs. And he's like, I want over medium. And I was just like, I'll take it however, you know. But like, I feel like one, it's weird the way it got cooked. One of them was over medium and one was over hard in the same pan. And I was like, I know, it's just interesting. It was really off. You know, it's like not a little unbalanced. It was just off. But I would love to have your eggs. I will definitely come. I will fly there. I stayed at a hostel there once. I went to a concert. I was doing like cross country stuff, and it was like I was doing cross country trips, and I was doing weekend trips, and I would base it around food. At the time, I was vegan, so I was doing a vegan restaurant, and I was doing a concert. So, like, I went to Detroit to, what did I see? Who was
in for a concert?
Yeah, it was like an alternative concert.
Where you at? Like, you were in Detroit, like St. Andrews or something like that?
I think it was near it. It was the only hostel you have.
Oh, okay. Well, the concert, I'm thinking St. Andrews. It's a little intimate place.
No. It was. I had to take a cab. It was like an alternative concert, and there was like a bunch of bands playing that day. But okay. It was not just like it was like two major stages.
Okay.
It was a while ago, so I can't remember it. But it's just like I used to follow this one band, which I can't remember their name. But
they sound important.
Yeah. I meet so many people, and then like that sounds so bad. But
No, it is what it is.
Like
it
right
is,
now, I can tell you everybody on Noster because that's who I'm focusing on. So I'm like, oh yeah. Before I was so focused on this like vegan food, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forget because I'm talking to these people. But unless they like had a really intense connection with me, I can't remember like little details sometimes, names. I can tell you what they look like, and I can tell you how they act, and I can tell you everything else. Names are terrible with. Because they're all like these kids that were like in their 20s. One had a child. Like I can tell you everything about them. I just can't remember the names. So kind of rude. Yeah, probably. It's not going to win me any brownie points when I'm trying to do like networking. But
it's the nature of things, whatever.
But yeah, I stayed there and I had pizza. I think it was supposed to be a famous pizza place. And I also went to a vegan soul place in Detroit. It was like, I had this like gravy tempeh, and I think it was fairly new when I went. And I think that was around 2017 or 18. So I'm not sure if it's still there, but it was like, I think it was the only vegan soul food restaurant at that time. Or it was, like, kind of popular on, you know, Veg News at all?
Not sure.
It's, like, a vegetarian magazine. You've probably seen the actual magazine at the supermarket in the aisle when you're checking out. And I would follow them, and that restaurant somehow got across my feed. Like, at the point, I was really dominating Facebook. Like, I was, like, joining other groups, meeting people, the vegans across the world, talking about recipes and stuff, traveling to different places. Like, I went to California to see Moby. Do you know Moby, the musician?
Oh, man. Well, I thought I signed up for a food podcast.
I know.
If I know it was music, I couldn't do it. I don't know music well. I don't know TV music.
So that's fine.
I'm just behind it.
I'm just like, I went to his festival, which was like a food festival. It was a vegan food festival.
Oh, well, see? That's how bad I am. I can't even tell if it's a vegan food influencer or an artist. I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's true because he has vegan tattooed on him. So he's probably more vegan than he is a musician, but he's very well known as a musician. But he also gets made fun of for being a vegan. But anyways, that's a whole nother story. But yes, I will come eat your eggs to round. I have talking because I'm comfortable. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's good. That's good.
When I'm comfortable with people, I end up getting really chatty, and I might go all around the place, around the world in my conversations. But yes, I will come visit if you have an open invite to eat some of your eggs. I promise.
You have an open invite. Okay. We will host you, and we will do it right.
All right. Yeah, I will set up a weekend. I'm doing a couple of things this year, but maybe early next year. Or maybe after winter.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't do winter.
Oh, no?
No. Okay. Once the snow stops,
I'll come. Oh, I thought we were going to go ice fishing for dinner, but it's okay. We could do something else.
No, we're going to go pick some eggs from it.
From the eggplants. We'll get the eggs from the eggplants, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, it's been a pleasure. JD. JD. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know why to dox you.
It's confusing because my name, my username, whatever, it's JD. Yeah, JD's fine.
Okay. All right. So I'll have to follow you. I don't think I'm following you yet on Noster.
That's all right. You'll find me.
Well, this is a nice way to get to know you. And first conversation is just recording.
Okay.
All right. So, pleasure. I'm going to shake your hand.
All right.
Cool.